Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A lot of ways to check out the show. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Tobes in for GP. 30 more minutes with us, and then we're outing. You can listen on the radio. You can check out the Odyssey app. You can go to the YouTube page and see our dumb, stupid faces. Hi, YouTube page. I made a joke earlier, and I said it's the first day with the new board. And we have a listener on the YouTube page who was very curious if we actually did get a new board. No, I was being humorous. I was just joking.
Is that why your name is Funny Danny?
No. That's a pure coincidence.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that random? Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Thank you very much. That is Tobes. It's been fun to hang out with him. He is in the rest of the week. We are going to have a day each and every day. So, speaking of days, you've got audio here coming up from Jaden Daniels, who spoke at the podium. Dan Quinn, who spoke at the podium. We got the Nats lineup for you. Plenty to do this segment. So, Chris, if we could, let's start with Jaden Daniels. Clip number 7, he was asked about getting swole this offseason.
Nah, I was just working out. It wasn't like I need to eat this amount much. No, it was just go out there, have a plan, and, you know, naturally just put on weight.
So that's been the speculation early here, right? In training camp, was you trying to get bigger? What was happening? It always is interesting to me. I mean, I had teammates who were like this. Again, not Heisman Trophy winners like that. But some dudes who just worked, do whatever they possibly could to bulk up and couldn't. I never really had that problem. That's not true. In high school, I had that problem. And then once I turned 18, 19, it was the opposite. Now I've been trying to not be fat since then.
To bulk up,
yeah,
right?
But, you know, some of those guys, they could eat whatever they want. You could throw the cheese fries in their gullet that you want, and they're not getting any poundage from it. So, but it sounds like he was cognizant of it, was trying to train to improve his strength.
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes we sleep on this, that the process of the draft, that year for a rookie is just insane when you think about it. Mm-hmm. So you go from preseason of your college season, right? You're starting, you know, what, end of July, similar to what the NFL is. You're playing games by the end of August or early September, and then you have your whole season, which is going to end of the year, and generally you're going to play a bowl game, which a lot of these guys now sit out. So regardless, you're kind of done with your college season around December time frame, and then you got to think about getting ready for the scouting combine, which comes up at the end of February, generally around then. You're getting ready and staying ready for the NFL draft and going through all that. So your pro days thrown in there as well. And then you get drafted and you're showing up in your new city for your press conference and then rookie mini camp and then OTAs and then mini camp and then training camp and then the season. And all of a sudden, you started playing football in August, July of the previous year, and you're not done again, in Jaden's case, until the end of January. And so this offseason for him has to have felt like he's had a ton of time that he never even thought, right? He finished at the end of January when they lost in the NFC title game, and he hasn't had, like, real obligations, because remember, all this stuff is voluntary, by the way, technically, but he's been at everything, but he's been able to, like, work on stuff.
Yeah, there's no spring
work
game.
Out. Like, there's nothing required, right? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes we sleep on how much of a slog of that schedule is. And so going from your rookie season to your second season, while it's really hard to repeat, like Grant says, rewriting the bestseller and doing it again, but like you have time finally, to make some improvement, make some tweaks. In his case, maybe bulk up a little bit.
So it's always interesting to me when it comes to adding strength and the like. It ain't like there aren't weight rooms at LSU.
True.
When you play major Division I college football, that's the priority, is your body, your condition, your ability to play football. With all due respect, you're not scheduling geology during the team weightlifting time. You know what I mean? So I'm always interested, and I'm not ripping Jaden Daniels' work ethic in that regard. Just simply saying, it's always funny to me where it's like, okay, now the guy's a pro, he can lift weights. And I'm going, at the facility where 100,000 people are showing up to watch him play?
LSU's facilities are nicer than the Commander's
facilities. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I bet you he had access to a bench press. But it's just interesting. So finally, sometimes your metabolism works a different way, or as you get older, or maybe the weight starts to stick. But either way, that's a running story, is him bulking up. I don't think he's ever going to be Cam Newton. That's not what I want, by the way. That's not his build. That's not who he is. Not to say he can't add muscle and protect that frame a little bit, which I think is something we'd all be excited about. Let's go to cut 10, Chris. You know the philosophy, the mantra of this team. It's very Dan Quinn. It's not let it bleeping rip. It's that whole, we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. And now Washington has a target on their back as an NFC title game player. They're everybody's darling. Everybody wants to see them. So what does that mean in terms of translating for primetime games?
I think that mantra still stands. I don't think we're looking at it as a, we play a Monday night or Sunday night. We're just looking at it like, we're playing this opponent this week on a Sunday, on a Monday. It doesn't matter if we play them on Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, we're just going out there and playing football.
Has to happen. Your weeks are going to be disrupted from now on. Sorry, you're not the Jaguars. I guess theirs get disrupted all the time. They play half their games in London. You're not the, the anonymous Allen.
Carolina
here.
Panthers.
Thank you very much. You're not the pedestrian Peters. You're not just one of the also-rans. Now, the NFL's got its own unique rhythm. Everybody's marquee. Mm-hmm. Everybody's primetime. Every fan base is ravenous and enormous and ridiculous. But you're not the Cardinals. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Everybody wants a piece of you at this point, both in terms of beating you because you're on primetime and what does more for your rep, for Pro Bowl voting, for acknowledgement that your program is working, than winning in front of the entire country, the entire football watching world, while no one else is playing.
Yeah, I think the big thing here is like they're going to have to be flexible with what they're doing. They have to really put this into work now, because to me, it's one thing to play on like a Saturday where they play week 16 or something around there, whatever that is, week 16, setting up week 17 against Dallas on Christmas. And, it's another thing to play like a Sunday night football game. But when you're constantly having to adjust week in, week out, it's funny when you talk to former players or players and they kind of understand the NFL schedule, where you're like, oh, you have to scoot it up a day. And like you say, Thursday, and they know what that means for the practice schedule. Like they know exactly what it is. Like, right. Oh yeah, now Wednesday is Thursday. And like, I don't know what any of that means. I just know you have to speed everything up. But for them, they get into the rhythm of, mm-hmm. Hey, we're back in watching film on Monday. We're off on Tuesday. Wednesday's this. Thursday's this. Friday's this. We're traveling, and Saturday's a walkthrough. Like, I don't fully understand the whole schedule, but for them, they're going to have to adjust these things. And so they have to kind of build these things in and understand. And teams like the Chiefs, last year, what was it? They played on 6 out of 7 days of the week because of the craziness of their schedule, where they're playing on holidays.
Yep.
They're playing on Black Friday. They're doing all these things. Like, this is what good teams have to deal with. And so it's kind of an honor for this team to feel like, hey, we're one of those now that we're going to play all the time, but they're going to have to be able to adjust. And I think they've got the right leadership in turn to be able to do that.
You have to. And for teams that have done it before, like the Chiefs, who, the Patriots always had something similar with Brady, or Manning and company had it in Indianapolis with those Colts teams. When you're marquee, you have to. You are one of the crown jewels. You are one of the showcase teams, whether you deserve it or not, or whatever, you are at this stage. Dealing with that is not easy. I remember that, for so many years, Washington just simply was awful in primetime. And they were awful at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 2:30. It doesn't matter what time, they were bad. But they were especially bad in primetime. Even for some of the teams that were okay, they would be outperformed dramatically in those spots. And I remember asking Mike Shanahan, what's the deal with that? And it's always this rhythm disruption, that kind of your point, and how you handle that, right? It's the, I know what I do on a Wednesday. Wednesday I show up, but that's the install day. Well, your second week of the season, Wednesday is your walkthrough day because you play Thursday.
Yeah.
Your install days probably should be by the same calendar Sunday night, given the same normal week, or Monday, whatever the math turns out to be. So you're going to have to deal with rhythm disruption. And again, as you said, it's not easy. It's also not easy because their schedule is hard. It's also not easy because now you're not surprising anybody. You're not the upstart. You're not the cute little story. Isn't that cool? Uh-uh. People want to take you out. You're now one of the new measuring stick teams.
Yeah.
Which is a role that, you know, they're not used to dealing with. And it's the, you know, hallmark of this organization, pre-Harrison Company. There were a lot of bad things that happened. We all know that. We're all aware of the history. You guys were there too. But one of the hallmarks was nobody, and I mean nobody, was worse at dealing with prosperity than my Washington football team. Something good happens, they were going to cheddar bob themselves right in that leg. Something positive happened. You knew that demon, that absurdity was right around the corner. And it was going to be one step forward and a pit would open up. Not even one step back, but like a bottomless hell.
Yep.
You know, like you'd be falling for 30 minutes. Let's go to cut 11 on a couple. This is Jaden Daniels from the media day today on some new additions to their offense.
Yeah, I mean, those are good additions that we brought in. And obviously with Adam and his side of the building is doing, you know, you got to trust them with everything that's going on. So obviously I'm excited. Those are two great individuals, and we got even more that they brought in. So I'm excited to, you know, get to work with them and still progress and, you know, get ready for camp.
So he was initially talking about Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly, right, on the offensive line. But he also referenced it. Like, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, they went and got Deebo Samuel for me. This, to me, and again, I feel like I sound like a jerk, like I'm knocking this regime. I'm not. This is what I would have done year one. And they had a philosophy. They had a plan. It worked brilliantly. I mean, they threw the kid in the deep end and said, good luck. From the Tampa game on, from the first week, the second half of that Tampa game, he was Superman, basically, as far as I'm concerned. You saw the skill set. I would have done this then. I would have overspent, overused future picks, overused cap space to assist him in his transition from college to pros. It took an extra beat for them to get there, but they got there.
Yeah, I think the main thing is beefing up that offensive line to help him out, because last season he was someone that was able to overcome some of the shortcomings on the offensive line. We saw it all the time. And think about the difference, the comparison that people immediately point to is Houston and C.J. Stroud. Think about the difference year one to year two for Stroud and how much that was tied to how bad his offensive line was this past season. They've gone out and tried to solidify that, and they traded away Tunsil, which is kind of ironic.
Interesting,
but,
right?
You know, they bring him in here, and I think helping him on the offensive line, I think, is going to make a huge thing. You also saw the same thing happen in Chicago, right? They realized offensive line was an issue for Caleb Williams. They feel like they've got their guy. Immediately, they went out and addressed it big time with their guards. So I think people are understanding, like, once you know that that dude is the dude, which I think a lot of those quarterbacks that were drafted last year, frankly, are going to turn into dudes, they're going to fortify those offensive lines because you got to take care of your top asset.
Maximize and protect. That's my view. Until he graduates. And what I mean is there's going to be a time where the expectation is you are Josh Allen, you are Lamar Jackson, you are Pat Mahomes, in that crew of dudes where you're going, he's going to make $70 million a year at some point.
Which is insane.
And it's not that far away, by the way.
Insane.
The countdown is on. We talk about the countdown for some of the Nats young stars. Pay Jaden Daniels all of it. Okay. My answer is yes, by the way, whatever that number is. And I'll say to him, you can write down whatever you want, but every dollar you take is a dollar we can't give you help.
Correct.
So
yes.
What do you want to do, buddy? We love you. There'll be a time where you have to make Noah Brown awesome. There's going to be a time where, hey, all we can afford is Olamide Zaccheaus. All we can afford is Jamison Crowder again. We can't do marquee star.
Yes.
You're not in that window right now, but you're going to be. Again, we are basically 4 football seasons away from the kickstart, the start of that, 3 seasons away before we start talking about the negotiation. We are now in season 1 of those 3 before it starts talking extension. Some of the most lucrative dollar figures ever imagined are about to come his way, and I can't wait to pay it. Well, I love him so much.
By the way, this is why you have to hit on the draft picks.
Yes.
Year after year after year. It's not like you hit 1 year and then the next year you can have off. No, you've got to continually hit on these things. You found the hardest thing, by the way. Like, to their credit, they found the hardest thing. In my lifetime, they haven't found this thing. That's how hard it is. They found the quarterback. Now it's about continually hitting on these draft picks and why some people are very flippant. Like, oh, just trade the picks, trade the picks, trade the picks. Well, the picks are affordable players that can be really, really quality players for your team that you can't sign because you're going to pay your quarterback a lot of money. But they're not quite there yet, but they are going to have to look ahead that that's coming down the line.
Daniels is a superstar. We know that. And thank God he's here. So one of the things that has been a trapping for some guys when they experience early success, and I understand this, by the way, this is being a human being. You went from on that grind to everybody's favorite. It's easy to go on the Tonight Show. It's easy to go do this appearance or go do that commercial or make that money boss or whatever happens. Jaden Daniels was asked about, now that he's already pretty famous in certain circles, but now nationally, now everybody knows it, and for this fan base, he's the savior, trying to be grounded through being more famous.
I mean, I've never been the type of individual that I could say looks for fame. You know, I'm a very introverted individual. So I just go out there and live my life. I live it. I don't really go too many places. I didn't before that, so I don't think that's going to change for me either.
Good. Perfect. Thank you.
He could play on your football team.
My little darling. I love you so much, buddy. I love you. Because here's the thing. It's everybody wants a piece of you.
Yes.
I don't mean like fisticuffs. I mean, hey, come to the title fight.
Well, I mean, you're talking about how long it takes for a commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, can you come film this commercial real quick? Oh, by the way, this company wants a commercial with you as well.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This company wants you to come sign autographs. This company wants, all of a sudden, you've spent a week and you haven't even thrown a football, right? And that's what can happen to guys at times. And it's not even wrong, any of the stuff that they're doing, right, Danny? It's not like we're talking about a guy like, oh, he's out of the club too late. He's doing this. He's driving too fat. No, he's not doing any of that. He's just out there making money, getting that bag, as the kids say. But instead, they're losing priority of what the main thing is. And him, I don't ever see that being a huge issue. And the thing, too, is like, however you feel about his mom being everywhere and people love to clown, like, man, he can't go anywhere without his mom being there. At least you know there's someone there that's going to hold him accountable, right? Like, regardless of how you feel about it.
With his best interest at heart.
Exactly. Yeah. You know someone's in his corner saying, hey, remember, keep the main thing the main thing. And I think that's huge.
And it doesn't mean, and it's always so hard to strike that balance, it doesn't mean you can never do a commercial.
Correct.
I mean, some of the greatest players of all time, commercials are normal. Michael Jordan did television commercials. You know what I mean? Like, you go up and down the list of some of the great players.
Yeah, I mean, we see Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid all the time.
By all means, do your State Farm. Do your whatever else Pat Mahomes does. I can't remember. But by all means, do them.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him, you know, he was doing a cologne thing that I saw on socials. I've seen him do
voice acting lessons. Yeah. Pat Mahomes, I'm kidding.
Well, I think he signed, didn't he sign a deal with Nike recently, Jaden? I've seen him.
Yeah.
And said, like, great, awesome, I'm happy for you. And the other part about it, too, is I'm not worried, even if he's doing some of this other stuff, that the priority is still going to be the main thing.
That's the key.
Football.
That's the key, is when it starts taking over. And again, it feels like I always end up picking on Chase Young. Just a huge example. One of the times he wasn't at OTAs, he was filming a commercial for something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just, that's one of those where you go, to your point, that's such a glaring and obvious one where the main thing was no longer the main thing. The main thing was a vehicle for other things, right? And that's not a crime. That's not, as you said, you're not going out and getting arrested or doing something stupid, but you lost the plot.
Yes.
The thing that affords you other stuff is the main thing, right? So, I mean, you look at having the privilege to be able to do this, right? Being on the air. It's allowed me to do a couple other things that are really cool, and I'm excited about those things. They're awesome. But the instant those other things start getting in the way of me doing the main thing, which is the show, hey, you got to pull back on that, right? Like, yeah. You can't lose focus. And there's going to be days where you don't have it. I mean, last night I didn't sleep at all. Nobody cares. But my 7-year-old was up. My baby was up. And then they were taking turns. And it's like, okay, I'm screwed. I'm boned. Things happen. Life happens, yeah. Right? So you're not your best. But if it starts to become a habit where you're neglecting the main thing, your bread and butter, then it becomes an issue.
The main thing here is, yes, you got to keep the priority, but put yourself in a position to be successful time and time again. It's what we talk about. Obviously, we come back to baseball a lot. You play baseball. I love baseball and cover it a lot. But think about, you can go up to the plate with a great approach, and sometimes you're going to fail.
Yes.
You could also hit a home run.
Oh, I fail a lot, Tobes.
Right?
Is that you're talking about me?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I think, and that's the thing here is, you know, with a quarterback, it can go with anything. It goes back to the thing we were talking about with the guys they traded for and everything. Put yourself in the best position to be successful. Doesn't guarantee success, but then at least you feel like you can make adjustments if necessary if you do fail.
Very well said. Let's grab these Dan Quinn cuts here. I want to start with cut one. He's going to say the right thing. I'm a Dan Quinn guy, right? I wasn't blown away by the hire initially. We'll fully admit that. He has won me over in terms of how earnest he is with how genuine he is. That makes sense.
I underestimated how much cachet he had with that.
It's not just the be where your feet are cliche for the soundbite, right? It's not just a couple of minutes. It's that if you are that all the time, then guys can spot it and they sniff it out, right?
Definitely.
Whether on the other side, the fraudulence, or are you really doing this and are you this way every time, even when there are no cameras on, even when nobody's watching? This is his response to players who are not there at OTAs. Cut one, Chris.
It's not one size fits all for everything. And in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players. It's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? What do you want to change? What do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason has been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team. And so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new. And now, so that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time. Like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
A masterclass in how you answer those kinds of questions. We went on a journey because the question's about, hey, there are a couple guys who ain't here. And you forgot about that after five seconds, didn't you?
You're all the way in. You're ready to run through a wall again.
This is the joy I get in coaching, getting to know the man and do this stronger relationships. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, yeah, he's talking about the practice plan. Wait a minute, what happened to my question? That's how you do it. That's it. That's why everybody loves that dude. Again, that is a clinic in how to answer a question without finding a, like, I mean, again, I always feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but you go back to Rivera years ago when some guys weren't there and he was kind of not very quick, but was sort of implying, yeah, you know, that's a them thing. Those guys, the individuals, sort of all of a sudden has laid it off in case it doesn't work out. Remember, I said this, right? Like, almost this is where you put the blame. And at no time, even though Quinn would be well within his rights, from my view, to say, like, yeah, we wish these guys were there. Yeah, we you know, we could have used everybody here. It's something that we believe in. We take it very seriously. We you know, it's part of our team culture. Never at any point in time, did he take three of their five or six most important players who are not there at OTAs and say a single negative syllable about them? Tip of the cap, Mr. Quinn.
So good. Yeah, I mean, literally, as we're sitting there listening to the answer, I'm thinking about, wasn't it him that said, like, he put together an individual plan for each player as they're talking about how they're developing and how they can get better? And you completely forget the fact that he was talking about Lattimore and Tunsil and McLaurin not even being there. Like, it's such a good job by him. He's been such a great leader. It's something that everyone talked about when they hired him, and everybody in football circles that knew him talked about, oh, everyone loves him. This guy's great. You're going to love this guy. And we're like, well, okay, Miss, I don't know if I ever love all that. Everybody was spot on. This guy's fantastic.
Last one here from Dan Quinn. Let's go to cut five on how rare it is. But we under talked about this a little bit, by the way, Tobes. Everybody's back from the coaching staff.
Huge.
Insane for a team with any success. Even teams that don't have success, there's turnover. There was basically none here, which is wild.
It's a really big deal. And that's why I did lead off with that intentionally, because I don't think we've got a chance to really talk about that as much as I thought we would, because looking back for me, it's pretty rare. And we've also added in Brian Schneider, somebody that, you know, I've had some experience with, who is also another like true heavy hitter on the special team side. But I guess it fast tracks some of the things that we understand, but it also allows us probably to get a little deeper, you know, than we were in year one, to get closer, better understanding of one another. And that's been a big deal for me. So year one to year two for a player is big. It's, for coaches, it's big too. And so, man, I really appreciate that.
Continuity is awesome. Now, it ain't great when you stink, like, but continuity is great when you're the Spurs for all those years. You know, if you got a good group together, you run it back. And that's exactly what happened here, Tobes. I'm excited about that.
I think it's something that's really slept on. Having a young quarterback in Jaden Daniels and then retaining his entire offensive staff, I think, is massive and is going to allow him to take that step in his sophomore season versus a slump that so many people are talking about.
We're almost done here tonight, Tobes. The Nats don't play for a few hours. Overtime with Linnell is up next. It's time for the leadoff with Nats starting lineups. Pitching matchup brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Trevor Williams on the bump tonight. Leading off, playing shortstop. Abram is batting second in left field. James Wood, he's playing first. He's batting third. Nathaniel Low. Batting fourth, doing the catching. K-Bear Ruiz. Luis Garcia Jr. batting fifth, playing second base. Josh Bell at the DH spot, hitting sixth. Robert Hassel, the third in center field, batting seventh. Jose Tena, third base, hitting eighth. And in right field, Dalen Lyle, opposite George Kirby, who doesn't have a lot of starts under his belt this year, but has some filthy stuff. Hoping the Nats with a little bit better result than last night, Tobes.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough pitcher on the mound. The last 3 years for him, he's had an ERA right around 3.5. Last year was 3.53. The 2 years prior, it was under 3.5. Only one start so far this year, but Kirby is nasty. So they struggle with Logan Evans, who, by the way, got optioned by Seattle today. I'm sure they're making some corresponding. I don't know exactly what they're doing. I don't really care. But they got shoved on by him. George Kirby is a tougher task than he even was. So hopefully they come ready to play tonight.
Yes, indeed. And you know, Nats all of a sudden have lost 3 or 4 after winning 7 out of 10. And just, you know, you check out the different sample. But that is going to do it for us here on Grant and Danny. Always appreciate you guys checking out the show. Tobes, fun to hang out with you, buddy. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Always great, man. Always
sounds
fun.
Good. Thanks to Lil Top? What's it called? What's his nickname?
Yeah, Lil Top, I think.
Was it Ben? Is that it?
Yeah,
Lil Top. Yeah, thanks to Lil Top. Thanks to Rhino. Thanks to Metal Chris. I appreciate you guys checking out the show. We'll be back at it at 2 overtime with Linnell up next on The Fan.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. In baseball tonight, Nats taking on the Mariners. 9:40 first pitch. You can hear the game right here on The Fan. Trevor Williams takes the hill for the Nationals. George Kirby making his second start of the year. He starts for the Mariners. Again, 9:40. Nats and Mariners right here on The Fan out in Seattle. In the NFL, Commanders OTA is getting underway today. Three players missing, though. Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore not at Commanders OTAs today. In the NBA, Western Conference Finals Game 5 tonight, Timberwolves and Thunder, a potential closeout game for Oklahoma City tonight. Thunder lead the series 3-1, 8 p.m. tip-off for that one. Hockey, another potential closeout. Eastern Conference Finals, Panthers and Hurricanes, Game 5 of that series at 8 o'clock. The Panthers can close out the Canes tonight. They lead the series 3-1. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.